Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson.
Today we're doing the show on compassion. And our intention is that we might all have compassion for ourselves and for everyone else at all times and whenever needed. We'll be doing the sound of compassion too. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening at the school. We've got the open house, actually. If you happen to be in the area, we have open house tomorrow from 1 to 6. And we're going to be doing a whole range of guided meditations. We're going to be playing with different bowls and sounds and talking about how sound healing works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's really a great time. We also put people on sound chairs and sound tables and sound lounges. So if you can make it, come on down. You can come for part or the whole thing tomorrow from 1 to 6. Also, looks like Emmanuel will be there as well. So he'll be really doing some amazing voice healing on people tomorrow as well. So that will be free. And it's all free. So if you're in the area, if you're not, just hop on a plane and get on over. Okay, so that's tomorrow. We also have, starting January 20th, we have the next semester of our Sound Healing Certificate Program and the Sound Healing Associate Degree Program. The Certificate Program is the first semester of the Associate Degree Program, so you can start with that. And that's also about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We've got about a dozen different instructors, so you get a wide perspective from all different people. Also, we do practice with all the equipment in the sound store, in our store. So you get to play with anything you want to use there. So you can get to know different instruments and bowls and tingshas and all types of things we have, including our sound tables and sound technologies and tuning forks as well. And so that's starting January 20th. It'll be Monday through Wednesday night and some weekends. And if you want to continue, that goes for 3.5 months. Then the associate degree, the second semester, starts in May, and then we'll finish. So you would finish in December, I guess, of 2016, when you would finish if you did the whole associate degree. And then we also have, at the same time, the sound healing music production class. That's starting January 20th also. And that is also 3.5 months. And you learn how to run the audio equipment and incorporate things like binaural beats and archetypal frequencies into your music. And I can also teach you how to do music, sound healing music. It's a very, very cool class. And we learn Pro Tools, or if you want to do it on, learn Ableton or Logic or any of the other programs, you can do that. It's completely separate than the sound healing program. And that also can go into an associate degree as well. We have both of those classes. We have online, we have the certificate and associate for sound healing online, and that starts January 6th. And it works really well. We've got, we do toning and chanting, we do healings on each other. We've got quite a few instructors that go through the full range of things, and it's really, really effective. We can do it with live instructors, or if you can't make the times, you could watch the videos, or you could just watch the videos the whole time. That's starting January 6th, and it's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and then Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., if you wanted to catch the live instructor classes. And we also have the sound healing audio production course online starting around January 6th. Actually, I think it'll be about January 7th. And that is 11 weeks for the first half if you want to just learn how to run the audio equipment. And then if you want to do the whole certificate, you can go for the full 22 weeks. That's just one day a week, but with 5 or 6 hours of lab time each week. So if you're interested in any of the classes, you can give us a call at 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can find all the information at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have, right now, we've got a major sale going on in our store. You can go to soundoflove.com, and we've got most of the things in the store 15% off. Some things are 20% off. So we've got everything from my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. We've got all the crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, and all the instruments in the store. We've also got the sound chairs and sound lounge and sound table for on sale as well. So check that out at soundoflove.com. Also, we've got still all the different treatments we do. We've got treatments we do online. We can find your soul frequency for just $50. And then we can send you a CD download in the key of your soul. Right? And then we can also do a voice analysis on you and find out what frequencies are missing in your system and then give you a CD in that key so you can put those frequencies back in that are causing issues with organs or learning disabilities. We also have a manual doing treatments. You might have heard manuals worked on over 70 people with cancer, and most of them claim, just about all of them, claim that their cancer is gone because of Emmanuel. So very powerful healer, sound healer. And he's also one of our instructors in the second semester, so you can learn how to do voice healing on yourself and on others. So those are the main things happening. We do have the summer intensive coming up in June. I think it's around June 7th or so, for 2 weeks. And that's every day if you want to fly in and do the summer intensive. We also have a sound healing retreat in Mount Shasta. I think that's June 26th or so, about June 26th. So those will be on the website soon, or if you're interested, you can give us a call. Also, if you pay in full for the sound healing programs in the next week, you can get a big discount, or for the audio production program as well. By December 10th, you get a big discount, so early bird discount. So that's what's happening at the school. Let's talk about compassion. You know, often people often think of compassion as starting with love. It's interesting. I used to think of it that way. It's just simply sending love to people that are having a hard time, including yourself, having a hard time, right? And that's, I think, counts as compassion. And so you could just start with the sound of love. And send that to whoever's hurting in the world, whoever's suffering, including yourself. Just send love. Right? But there's another way of doing compassion that I think is even more effective. Let me backtrack here. You know, about 5 years ago, my friend said that he had a meeting with Steve Wynn scheduled in Las Vegas. And Steve Wynn was looking to replace his Cirque du Soleil show because no one was coming, because it was like the 12th one in Las Vegas, 12 Cirque du Soleil shows. Right? So I mentioned it would be cool if the seats had speakers in them. So my friend brought me down. We met with Steve Wynn and put him on the sound chair or sound table and vibrated him into bliss. And he said, if you get a play, come back. My friend didn't have a play. So 10 years ago, I had someone who stole over $1 million. And it caused some problems with the Institute. And so after quite a few years of anger and anger therapy. Oh boy. I really have compassion for wherever those sirens are going. So after a few years of anger therapy, I thought I should be able to have compassion for this guy that stole all this money from our account. And finally, I got it. He's so disconnected from humanity that he has no friends and no love in his life. No love at all that he could trust because he's so disconnected. So then, after we went and met Steve Wynn, I thought to put a play together called Compassion, based on this guy that ripped me off, so to speak. And so I started researching all the different aspects of compassion, how to do compassion. A lot of people, you know, think compassion is very cool, but a lot of people don't know how to do it. I mean, how do you really forgive someone and get it out of your body so that energy, that stuck energy, is no longer in your body? Well, it's easy to do compassion, I've found, and most people can do compassion for people that are suffering, especially people starving, or people that are dying or in pain. I think we find it easy to have compassion. We have much easier to find compassion for people if we didn't have TV and movies that are desensitizing us to all the pain. Because we naturally do compassion. You know, we're all connected. You know, it was like 10 years ago, I was driving down a residential road, like 25-mile-an-hour zone, right? And this car goes zooming by me the other way, like 50 or 60 miles an hour. And so I look in my rearview mirror, and this guy runs a stop sign and hits a bicyclist that was crossing the street. The bicyclist went flying up and landed on the top of the car, not on the hood, on the top of the car. And I just pulled over and just started bawling and bawling and crying. I couldn't stop crying. I didn't know this guy on the bicycle. We naturally have compassion built in for when people are hurting because we're all connected. We all have a certain degree of empathy unless we've totally shut down. So I started looking at all the different ways to do compassion. And the problem is when to have compassion for someone that's hurt you, so to speak, or hurt your family. That's the tricky part. And in fact, I actually find it hard to do compassion when someone is hurting me. Or imagine someone hurting your family. I think you can do it. But normally, you know, when someone's doing something, I often get a little upset, depending on my capacity at the time and depending on the extent of what they're doing. But I got a huge lesson while I was researching compassion from a show that was on NPR. It was really quite profound. There was two guys on public radio. There was two guys, that one from Palestine and one from Israel. And both of them had had their entire family killed, their wife and all the kids killed. I mean, it's hard to even imagine. Your wife, but especially your kids. All your kids gone. And both of these guys got together and started going to all the different schools in Palestine and Israel. And they would get up and say, if anybody has reason for revenge and anger, it is us. Our families are gone. But we're here to tell you that forgiveness and compassion is the only answer. Otherwise, there will be more people like us in pain. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. First of all, I had to pull the car over. I was driving, listening to the radio station, right? I couldn't see the road anymore. Too many tears, right? I just had to pull over. It was like, oh, my God. Your family is killed, and you're running compassion? Your kids are killed, and you're running compassion? I mean, this is better than Jesus. I mean, Jesus didn't have his kids killed. This is, well, I would say it's, I don't know, it's like the Dalai Lama is right up there too, though. I mean, back in the day, there were 3,000 ashrams in Tibet with the most beautiful spiritual society you could imagine, with schools and everything very well connected to the earth and to spirit in a very beautiful way. And then in around 1957, of course, the Chinese came in and killed thousands of people and wiped out all the ashrams. So the Dalai Lama's had his whole group of people. He can't even go to Tibet now. And so someone asked him in an interview just last year, they said, Dalai, if there was a soldier here who killed a large number of Tibetans sitting here, what would you say to him? And the Dalai Lama said, I would go over and hold him for all the pain that he is feeling. I mean, it's amazing. You know, I mean, they've say that the Chinese government has abducted the next Dalai Lama, this child, actually. It was supposed to be the next Dalai Lama. And now they're going to put out their own new Dalai Lama. And still, the Dalai Lama is not angry. He's still happy. He's happy, which is unbelievable. If anybody has reason for anger or revenge, it's the Dalai Lama. Oh, my God. Your entire society is wiped out, and he's still happy. I saw a movie once where these nuns came up to Dalai Lama, and they said, Dalai, we almost blew it today. And he goes, what? He said, we almost didn't have compassion for the Chinese government. We almost became like them. It's it's an amazing energy, totally non-selfish, the opposite of selfishness, complete love and compassion for even people that hurt you. There's a great book called The Compassionate Life by the Dalai Lama that has some really great techniques in it on doing compassion. And one thing that the Dalai Lama says in there is, when someone hurts you, they are hurting themselves. They're creating karma for themselves. And also, they are giving you an opportunity to learn compassion. He says you don't learn compassion by studying compassion. You learn compassion by practicing it. And they're giving you an opportunity to practice it. So you can be grateful to them. In fact, you can be doubly grateful because they are sacrificing themselves for you. They're sacrificing themselves for you, creating karma for themselves so you can learn compassion. So you can be grateful to them. Wow. Somebody kills your kids and you're grateful. Whoa. Oh my God. Let's take a little break here and listen to a recording of the class at the Institute. We actually had everybody tune in to the intention of compassion for the world and for yourself, and had them come up with a note to use for compassion. And then we toned compassion for 2 hours and recorded it in multi-track form. So we ended up with a song that's 8 minutes long with many tracks. So you know, you could say with overdubs and stuff, we probably got about 40 people singing on this, the intention of compassion. So if you like, sing along. Any vowel, any note, the energy of compassion for yourself or others. Okay, this is a whole group toning compassion. Hello. We're toning compassion. I don't know if it's coming yet. interesting. When people do the sound of compassion, it's often quite a low frequency. People don't normally do like joy for the sound of compassion. It's a deep, powerful frequency. Very deep. As it has to be deep and powerful to be able to overcome things. Because low frequencies have more energy and more power to them than high frequencies normally as far as physical energy. There are quite a few other ways you can do compassion. Some of the basic ones are, you can imagine that person as a baby. So imagine, you know, like George Bush as a cute little baby, or Dick Cheney for that matter, cute, happy little baby connected to source. Or extreme case, imagine Hitler as this beautiful, sweet little baby. That's one way to do compassion, is if you're in a conflict with anybody or someone's hurt you, so to speak. Always say so to speak, because no one ever really hurts you. They don't hurt your spirit. They only hurt the part of you that is ephemeral anyway. So you can see them as a child. Another thing is, if you do any type of anger or revenge or any, even frustration, any emotion like those emotions, the sound of those emotions are detrimental to you. They break your own system down. So it's like they're hurting you, so to speak, and then you're hurting yourself by being upset and putting that same vibration out into the world, which is more like, ah, instead of, that vibration of, ah, is really bad for your body. In fact, it breaks down your body. So you're simply hurting yourself if you don't run compassion. By doing compassion, you're bringing this beautiful, consistent tone into your system that totally not only is healthy for your system, it could heal you. Oh, I just remembered a story. My girlfriend, she had this pain in her body for quite a long time, for like a year. And she went to have a treatment from someone, I forget what type of treatment, but it brought her into a really deep state of theta, where she saw this person in a past life stab her with a spear. And it killed her. And her memory of it was, it really pissed her off. Guess so, someone kills you, it's going to really piss you off. You know, really, she was really upset. Oh, the pain was in, right in that area where she'd been stabbed, that she'd had for years. And so, in the treatment, she forgave the person for killing her. And the pain went away and has never come back. That's amazing. You forgive someone and pain goes away. Number one way that I do compassion is, I always think they know not what they do. I think, what brought them to do what they're doing? Well, most commonly, it's society's frequencies and patterns of frequency that entrain us into disconnection and ego and this lost place, confusion. It's also often people are just tired or hungry or not enough sleep or stressed out. So I think of all the things, you know, and it's generally society or parents. Could even be a past life that is causing them to do what they do. But it's not their fault. It's just the craziness of the world. And that really helps me do compassion for them. But then the Dalai Lama says, you can do compassion. He says it's first a mental process where you try and connect to them as being the same as you. And he says the simplest way to do that is to see them as the same as you and that they don't want suffering either. Even mean people, or evil people, although I don't really even think there are evil or mean people. They're just people who are lost. But they don't want suffering either, just like you. And they want happiness, just like you. So, you connect with them in that way. And then once you're connected, compassion just flows naturally. The best way of all is if you can go to a place where you know and where you are one with them. Where you are one with them. That place of oneness where we're all the same, where we're all part of God, we're all part of one being. But a lot of people don't have that capacity or don't know how to go to a place of oneness. In fact, when I poll people at like open houses and workshops, it seems that less than 50%, often less than 25%, have a capacity or know how to go to a place of oneness at will. So a lot of people don't know how to do that. So these other techniques of just, you know, finding where you both don't want suffering, you both want happiness, or seeing them as a child, those can be helpful. Or just seeing, asking yourself what brought them to be where they're at. But then, just recently, when I was in Bali last year, I came across a very powerful technique for going to compassion. And this was really deep. You know, I started thinking about all the suffering in my life. All of the frustrations, all of the pain, all of the lost love, all of the lost friends, all the people who have died, all of the strife on the planet. And then I thought that I've taken into myself. So I thought of all my suffering. And then I thought of my girlfriend's suffering and the people around me. And then I thought, oh my God, multiply that by 8 billion or however many people there are on the planet. Multiply that by that many billion, 7 or 8 billion. Oh my God. And I went into this deep place of sadness, really deep sadness. I mean, the amount of suffering on this planet is intense, really intense. But, you know, it's not a depressed sadness that Kuan Yin holds, because Kuan Yin has declared that she will never rest until the last person on the planet is no longer suffering. So Kuan Yin is holding the suffering of everyone on the planet. And Kuan Yin is simply taking that suffering and lifting it to love. It's like going from this sadness to this love. So it's interesting. It's different than what we talked about in the beginning of just sending love to someone who needs compassion. First, I realized that going to the sadness, and we're not talking about despair, we're talking about a sweet sadness, that sadness that you go to when you're done crying. You're at peace. But you're not playful and joyful when you're done crying. But still, it's beautiful when you're done. When you finish crying, you're just in this beautiful stillness. Sad, and there's still sad, tens of sadness. But it's beautiful. Sadness, the sound of sadness, does not have a detrimental sound. It's not, ah! Sadness is, love sad songs, right? So I realized that to go to sadness is the perfect portal to start with when you want to run compassion. Let yourself be sad for the confusion, the loss of disconnection, whatever it is has brought someone to do what they're doing, or for the suffering. Go to this sadness, and then, ever so gently, lift it to love. Lift it up to love. It's like, lower note. You bring love into it. Again, Kuan Yin is not depressed. Kuan Yin's got this beautiful essence of love. So, check this out. This is very cool to do. Last time we did a show, we did a whole thing where we made the sound of different archangels and ascended masters and different beings of light. The thing that Tom Kenyon does will bring that sound through your voice. Well, let's do this. Let's bring the sound of this loving compassion of Kuan Yin through our voice. You can join in if you like. Just simply set your intention for Kuan Yin to come through and make the sound of compassion. Compassion for all the suffering. All the suffering on this planet. Including your own. Your own. And we ask that Kuan Yin now comes through and holds this loving compassion with a sound for the whole planet's suffering. Now play Enlightenment and leave you with this song and just leave you with this energy and hold this energy ready for any time you need to bring compassion for anyone that does anything weird or anything that you lose track of and do weird yourself. Just ready to bring this energy of compassion that Kuan Yin is holding consistently all the time. And hold this energy. If you like, hold it through the evening. Hold it into whole week ahead. You can still be happy, but this deep compassion underneath, hold it for months ahead, years ahead, until every last person on the planet is no longer suffering. Thanks for listening.